to be too. What day is this besides the day you left me?
I'll tell you what day it is, Jeff, because that's what the song's asking. It's actually Monday, October 4th, 2010. Welcome to episode 8 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Now, you know, normally, Jeff, we're on Sunday mornings, but this time, due to Browns tailgatings and other things that we had to do, we decided to try out a Monday night show.
I like it already.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm confused because I'm here in the Tremont Attic, and normally I'm tired and it's sunny, but now it's dark and
you're awake.
And I'm awake.
You feel good.
Yeah, and you're wearing glasses.
I'm wearing a very serious in the evening, Jeremy.
Yes, yes.
Smoky jacket, pipe.
Not like the slob that you normally are during the mornings.
No, this is a whole new me. This is really changing my life already. I feel more productive. This is great.
It's a new experience. Yeah, and we're hoping that a lot of people, you know, we have lots of people that are our regular churchgoers that listen to our show.
A lot of churchgoers.
And they can't listen to the show. They can listen to the podcast.
Right.
They can go to radioshowonline.com and download the podcast.
Which they're doing by the tens.
By the tens, yeah. We have hundreds.
Hundreds.
We can say
hundreds.
We have over 500 downloads. That's not bad.
Yeah, that is very impressive.
For 8 episodes of a local podcast with zero budget.
And a lot of direction. We have a lot of direction in the show, too. That's true. It's very true.
I feel like we're caring less and less as the show, you know? Like, it used to be, again, you know, early shows we talked about how we would spend weeks preparing and we get everything all ready. Now it's pretty much, 5 minutes before the show. What do you want to talk about? I don't know. Let's steal something off the internet. We'll talk about that and go from there.
I'm scribbling notes about a guy who went to jail because of an altercation with an animal. It's just, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good, but it's working.
But you know what?
People love it. They like the natural, spontaneous nature of our show.
Here's my philosophy on this. I think that if it's too polished, then it gets kind of boring.
Yes.
You know, it's too polished. You have to make sure everything's right, and it ends up sounding like NPR.
Who needs that?
Which we are not.
No, we are not NPR. We're a lot of things, but I think one thing is we're definitely not NPR.
We're not NPR. So, you know, you want kind of that little more rough exterior, you know. I think when you get to the point you don't care, then you're willing to say a little more, to give a little more. And
you're gonna lay it all out there, Jeremy. This episode, this hour, I'm not gonna hold back. I've been holding back on you and our fans.
You have been holding back. We've gotten a lot of emails about why is Jeff holding back so much.
He wants to say more. People can tell. These fans know me, Jeremy.
Yep.
They know me. So you're gonna hear it all today.
Yep. Jeff's gonna let his hair down like he should.
It's gonna come down.
As always, if you want to write to us, you can email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. We always get emails, so
we get emails.
I mean, we got emails this week just like we have since episode one.
Every week the mailbox is full.
Fuller and fuller. You can also check out our Facebook page if you look for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy on Facebook. Please become a fan. We're on a mission to beat Nicole. I was going to talk about how many or less fans we have than Nicole, but ever since you took her off as a link on our Facebook page, I can't find her Facebook page.
That's good. Hopefully other people can't find her as well.
So screw her.
Maybe that was the start.
That's right. She's going down. But please become a fan of us on Facebook. And, of course, radioshowonline.com. You can go there and hit the big chat thing, and you can jump in the chat room. And that's the coolest part about doing a live show.
It is.
You can actually belittle us live.
And we'll read the belittling messages.
Right.
We're not proud.
We have, nope.
Do we have shame?
That's one thing. And already we have more fans sitting in the chat room than we normally have. So maybe Monday night will be our new night.
I think let's try Tuesday morning next week.
Let's try Tuesday morning.
I want to keep people, you know, when a sitcom's dying, they all of a sudden, like a show you really like, also you see it moving, like there, it's like basically on its last legs. It keeps changing nights, changing times. Is that where we're at?
Let's try Wednesday morning at 3 a.m.
Are we self-destructing the show slowly?
I think we might.
We are not. We promise people, Jeremy, and people come up to me and ask me, will you be there for me, Jeff, in the winter?
Won't you be my neighbor?
Won't you be my neighbor on the radio?
DJ.
My radio neighbor.
My radio neighbor.
And I tell people, we're going to be with you through the winter. So we have a commitment until my, I'm very, you see I'm like Italian with my hands?
Yeah, you are very
I'm
Italian.
Always moving
You are very
hands.
Italian. And you're wearing gold chains, which adds to the effect.
We will be on the air until March or April.
Why do we always make fun of Italians?
It always goes back there. We don't plan that because we don't. Why don't we plan it, Jeremy? Because we don't plan anything.
I think that's something that's not made fun of enough. You know, that's a scary. That's something that
people write us. They say, "Why are the Italians getting a free pass?"
Yeah, we don't want to give anyone a free pass. Nope. Anyone is fair game, including ourselves.
So bring it.
Which is normally the group that we rip on the most.
Yes,
is the two guys sitting right here on the couch.
We're our own foils, Jeremy.
So, you know how we like to start off every show? For those of you that aren't familiar, Jeff and I like to talk about ourselves, and we have very interesting lives, and we like to talk about all the interesting, exciting things that we did on this weekend. First of all, I would want to make the announcement. I've been keeping this under wraps for a little bit, because I didn't want anything I didn't want to jinx myself, but I actually got a new job.
Congratulations, Jeremy.
Thank you. You know, a lot of people out there probably think that, hey, radio show with Jeff and Jeremy, this must be your primary gig.
Yeah.
You're probably making so much money.
Yep.
You know, you have sponsors basically paying you not to mention them.
Yes,
that's where
true.
Most of our revenue actually comes from.
They're afraid we'll take away from their business. It's true.
Right.
It's a fear. It's a fear-based income.
We go to Subway and we say, listen, Subway, we'll stop talking about you for $500 an episode.
Yeah, we don't want a lot. Just $500 an episode.
Right. And they're like, sure.
What's that? How much does Subway bring in a year, total sales? That's can you have several decimal points?
Probably tens of thousands.
It's 0.001%. So we take their money, we don't talk about them, and we go about our days. But the reality is, Jeremy, this is a tough economic climate we're in. We need to work two jobs to keep up with our lifestyles.
Well, and I have very fancy tastes.
You do.
I like the finer things
in life. That's why you have gout.
That's why I have gout.
You eat a lot of rich foods, and your ankles look horrible.
Yep. My toe is double the size of a normal toe.
Those orthopedic shoes do look good, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You pull it off.
They're wooden clogs that I can knock together.
The Dutch in you.
That's me. See, this is through the magic of radio. This is me tap dancing on the table.
And your clogs.
You can visualize that as you're driving down I-90. We like to make
voice.
We like to make local references. Yeah. Depending where you're hearing that, if you're hearing that in Phoenix, you'll hear,
it's a great night in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
No, we are Cleveland through and through. And we got to get back to the roots of why we're here, Jeremy. We are here because we are two great guys who love the city they live in and want to raise it up, not tear it down.
No.
Do we need to work on that little...
No, yeah, that always does that. I don't think the listeners know that.
I know. I make sure they know when I...
I don't think we have to point that out.
Yes, I'll be sure.
Haven't quite figured out what that is. But anyway.
We
can talk about that off.
The reason we're on the air, other than we love hearing ourselves, is that we want to talk about what we're doing to proactively enjoy Cleveland, make it a great place to live, work, have fun. And that's really the core of our message here. We've got to stay on track with that.
Right. But anyway, back to me and my new job.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I got this new job. I'm actually working paid search at Rosetta. And by the way, all the opinions expressed here are not that of my employer. They're just of Jeremy Borger, no one else. But anyway, so I'm very happy about that. But so Friday night, you know, did the whole going out to happy hour with new coworkers.
Was it awkward?
No, it was good. You know, I work with a really cool group of people. A lot of people like around my age that, you know, like going out and
down on their luck.
Down on their luck. They also do radio shows.
Yeah, they have fledgling radio shows.
That's right.
Fledgling.
We're all competing against each other. If we would all team up, we'd actually have maybe 30 listeners between us all. But instead we keep fighting each other. So did that. House of Blues has like an amazing happy hour.
See, I would not have thought of that. And I love House of Blues.
It's like dollar domestics.
From, was it like a early window, like
four,
5 to 6?
No, it's 4 to 7.
Oh,
Monday
wow.
through Friday, half off appetizers. It was a good time.
Now, speaking of happy hours, which I think we need to talk more about.
Pretty
in
much
the show,
that's all we talk about.
Is our happy
it's
hour
happy
adventures.
Hours, and then we read a bunch of emails.
I want you to get back to your story real quick. But Naughty Mermaid, I realized, I was there after the Browns game.
Yeah.
They've got a fantastic happy hour as well.
They do have a delicious happy hour. Cheap shrimp cocktail and crab cakes.
But back to House of Blues.
But anyway, yeah, so House of Blues had a great happy hour, so I highly recommend that. What else did I do? So then Saturday, well, let me start off. I have a story to tell about Saturday, Jeff.
Okay.
And I hate to jump into stories in this early part of the hour. It's only 7:39. But you may remember this popular segment that we have on radio show with Jeff and Jeremy is a segment we call Modern Marvels.
There's a theme song, I believe.
It's Jeff's favorite. Is there a theme song?
There was. Yeah, you just would yell
Modern Marvels.
That was it.
There you go. We should record that so I don't forget it.
The pitch has to be just right.
We have to yell. We don't have a good enough equipment that we
just scream our segments.
Yeah, we can't record any jingles. So anyway, one of my Modern Marvels the first week was having indoor plumbing. That was my Modern Marvel.
Right.
That's something that I couldn't live without that we have here in 21st century America. I guess plumbing goes back farther than the 21st century, but you get my drift. So anyway, my girlfriend was cooking dinner on Friday afternoon, and here's something that you don't do, Jeff. Something that we learned this weekend. Do not, if you have a garbage disposal, do not
throw beer bottles. I've had a beer bottle go down mine.
Don't do that.
Yeah. It's a horrible noise.
We don't want to list all the things that you should have on your garbage disposal. But one of the things that I want to point out, don't put glass, marbles, small woodland creatures.
You know what will surprisingly make a horrible noise? Beer bottle caps.
Oh, yeah.
Make a horrible noise. Like your house is going to explode noise.
I wish we had that sound effect.
Well, I couldn't figure out what it was. I kept running it for about a month. But anyway, back to your story.
For a month?
I kept going. I kept thinking it would shake out eventually.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just got to reach in there.
Well,
it's not sharp.
I eventually did, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so do not put onion peels and potato peels down your garbage disposal.
Oh.
Because that is a nightmare for the garbage disposal. And see, what happened was, I guess it got further down the pipes. It bypassed the garbage disposal, got further down the pipes, and ended up clogging things up.
Yep. Your pipes are clogged.
My pipes are clogged, so I had to go clean my pipes.
Oh, no. What about the sink?
What about the sink? Yeah, and then after I was done with that, I came back to the sink and I took out the pipes and
I went, Jeremy, it's childish.
Jeff, you and your, this wouldn't happen Sunday morning.
That was childish.
You bring out your delinquencies at 7:30 at night only, on a Monday. Who needs must see TV? You got what you need right here on the internet. So anyway, yeah, took apart all the pipes, couldn't fix it. I put 15 feet of snake. I put my 15-foot snake all the way down the pipes.
And even that, usually that does it.
Even that, nothing. I mean, 15 foot, feet
didn't
of
feel
snake.
Didn't feel a thing, huh?
Didn't feel anything. Pulled it back out.
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So finally, here's the tip. If you ever have this problem, did a whole plunger thing on the sink. Couple plungers
never
like you would
that.
Your toilet.
Yeah.
Cleared it up.
No way. Now, did you do that on your own, or did you look up like a Google that? See, as a last.
I tried Googling. They had other things like put in vinegar and baking soda down your sink, some other home remedies, and we got some conversation going on in the chat room.
I really respect Aunt Jemima is wondering if we had pancakes.
I'm glad there's more exciting conversations going on in the chat room than there are.
Aunt Jemima wants to know several times. First, Aunt Jemima says, talk about pancakes. Then, I love cinnamon pancakes. And finally, did you have pancakes this weekend?
You guys got to go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom and jump in the chat room, become part of the conversation. That's evidently much more interesting than what I'm talking about.
Aunt Jemima is, unfortunately, on a one-track mind. Okay, she's ready. Now she said she's waiting for her answer. Jeremy, did you have pancakes this weekend?
I did not. I don't think I did eat any pancakes.
Aunt Jemima, I did not have pancakes this weekend, but I usually do. It's usually a staple of my weekend.
All right.
That's how I treat myself.
Right, exactly. So anyway, yeah, if you're looking to clean out your sink, try the whole
plungering it.
So that kind of screwed up my whole Saturday.
Did you still have a good meal, or was the whole thing wrecked because of that?
We were gonna go out. We were gonna make the meal, but we were just sick of being in the house, and
yeah.
It was
plungering.
So yeah, we ended up going to Hex in Ohio City.
Oh, you know, voted best burger several years in a row, I believe.
Yeah,
that's their thing.
But
isn't that their thing? They keep saying that's their thing.
It's their thing, but it was okay. It was just okay, and it was a little overpriced for being okay.
Yeah, you know, they have a surprisingly good breakfast there.
That's what I've heard. I've heard their Sunday brunch, like they have some good omelets.
Yeah, it's real different stuff. It's like marmalade French toast, things like that. Yeah.
Do they have pancakes, Jeff?
Aunt Jemima would love it because they have several varieties of pancakes. Aunt Jemima was just full force chat room. Tell me your pancake situation.
So that's why we need more people in the chat room to tell us what the heck we should be talking about.
But I love a good pancake. But I'll tell you about this about pancakes. I fail repeatedly at making them. It's very hard to make pancakes. Do you have that problem?
No.
They're always burnt or they're raw. No. I have a hard time finding that equilibrium that I need to get a good pancake.
If you're burning it, maybe your pan might be too hot.
It is too hot, but then I lower it, and it's not hot enough, and then I want blueberries in the mix. The blueberries gonna. So I usually just go out for pancakes, but I do love a good pancake.
I'm more of a waffle guy.
You're a waffle guy.
Yeah.
Belgian?
Yeah. Wow. Sure.
You prefer Belgian?
When you're going for a, is that a joke?
No, know. Belgian waffles are really good. No, I just didn't know if you know.
I didn't know if that was like a cleaning your pipe joke that
no,
I missed.
No.
I'm usually pretty up on that.
You are.
Snap, snappity doo,
Jeremy. Sexual innuendos?
Yep, that
they
I'm
fly.
Very.
No, sexual, talk about chat room. Sexual innuendos fly around the chat room.
Oh, yeah. And lots of dating and things going on the.
Don't overmix the batter, says Aunt Jemima.
Oh, yeah, the chat room.
Oh,
you're
man.
You're just getting a big kick.
I really do love this.
I'm closing the screen now.
Could it be the Jeff and Aunt Jemima show?
It could be. We should have. We do need. You know, we're going to talk about that later in the show. We need some advice from listeners on how. As I said,
what to talk about. Oh, I mean, what
we've gotten hundreds of downloads, but you know, we want to take it to the next level and figure out what we need. Do we need some guests? Maybe live.
I think
callers?
We need callers, but we need a studio for that.
Well, not necessarily, but But we've done. I don't know.
You ready to make an announcement? Another announcement?
Not yet. I don't want to do it because if I say it, then I have.
But we do need callers because I like to interact with people. I do really well. I'm a people person.
You are.
And I want to interact.
You don't do well in a vacuum.
No, I don't. I don't do well with just you here.
Thanks. Maybe it's me.
But Jeremy, but on to the weekend. So we have to. So you went out to Hex, and then what else happened?
Yeah, Hex. Went to see the Social Network.
That's about the site called Facebook.com.
That is about the site called Facebook, originally called The Facebook.
Was it TheFacebook.com?
Yes, as you learn in the movie. It's based on the book Accidental Billionaires by Ben Mezrich,
yes.
Which I read and enjoyed. And now a lot of the book, and then therefore the movie, was based on one of the early guys behind Facebook or involved in Facebook that ends up, as you'll see, Eduardo Saverin ends up getting screwed over in the movie.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much the Ben Mezrich pretty much talked to him to get the point of view. And then Mark Zuckerberg, who the movie is not too kind to, the founder of Facebook, the CEO of Facebook, he refused to contribute to the book. So the author of the book went to Mark and asked for his input, but he wasn't giving it. So the book ends up kind of being one-sided, but it's kind of Mark's fault because he was asked, do you have anything to say? What is your thought on this? And he didn't have anything to say.
Is he generally a pretty? Does he say much? Because I don't really hear him or see him out there. Does he comment on anything? Or does he?
It's like with most guys that are. I mean, you know, he was a Harvard student, obviously a very smart guy, very kind of Bill Gates-ish. A lot of times, those guys, these genius computer geek guys, surprisingly, not so socially adept.
We'd have a better radio show than Mark Zuckerberg.
We might if we get Mark Zuckerberg on the radio.
Well, that would be a real.
I bet
coup.
We would have a lot more listeners.
But I think. Head to head, we'd be more interesting.
You think so?
What if he got Aunt Jemima to join?
We should go to his Facebook page and see what he says.
I think he's
maybe
a boring
guy. He should fan us on Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg. So he did not contribute. So did you? Wait, the book versus the movie. What was differences?
You know what? I thought they were very good. I mean, you know, they always say the book is always better, but it wasn't one of those movies where the book where the movie was totally different than the book.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty close to the book. And I enjoyed the book. I mean, if you kind of like, you know, it's like a business movie. If you like to know like the behind the scenes businessy stuff. I mean, I don't know. I thought it was good. You know, it was Aaron Sorkin and, David Fincher.
I know Sorkin was the main guy.
Sorkin. Yeah. But yeah, it was good. So I would recommend go see The Social
and it was the number one movie this weekend, I believe.
Yeah. That would be good if we had that number.
Yep. Well, our fans know that we'll post that. Anything we don't cover on the show, our fans know. And Aunt Jemima can attest to this. We will have it on our site before the end of the night.
Leave her alone. The Social Network box office numbers.
Obviously, Justin Timberlake, big draw there.
Yeah, JT. You know, I'm a fan of JT.
He tends to get some people in the theater.
But how was your weekend, Jeff?
Oh, it was all around the Browns game. It really was quite the event.
$23 million.
See,
we have Social Network first weekend.
It's pretty impressive. It was good. You know, you and I talked. I unfortunately, I'm a hard worker. I travel a lot, and I have a lot to do. This is always a busy time for me before Thanksgiving, and I came down with a sinus infection / tonsillitis. / organ failure.
Oh, like, whoa.
Well, the organ failure didn't
happen. At first, I was with you. I'm like, okay, tonsillitis, sinus infection, then organ failure.
Well, that's, I'm a little dramatic.
I was wondering why you had one less hand today. Yeah.
They're all slowly dropping off. Limbs. Yeah. Limbs are falling.
I think that's leprosy.
But you know what? I'm going to keep going with the radio show.
Yeah, but keep going.
Unless my mouth falls off.
Unless your jaw or tongue
But
falls.
No, it could have led into, Jeremy, I'm sorry, that was not right. I was too dramatic. It could have led to organ failure.
Yes.
That's what I meant to say.
So how did you catch this disease?
You know, I was just having trouble. I was trying to eat cereal one morning because, you know, I'm a big cereal guy.
Yeah.
Huge, by the way, are you a breakfast guy? Other than
I love breakfast.
Pancakes and Jemima on the weekends. I'm a huge breakfast guy too. And I'm amazed. I know people that aren't. And it blows my mind because how can you like have a morning at work without eating anything? I would go crazy.
Yeah, I try to. I'm the kind of guy that I could eat a huge breakfast. I try not to eat that big of a breakfast, but I always make sure that I do eat a breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day, as they say.
I can't function.
Jeff.
Can't function without it. And anyway, I was trying to eat breakfast, was having a lot of trouble. My throat was sort of, I felt it closing in on me.
Yeah, that's never good.
No, I was having trouble eating food and things like that.
So I get that when I drink various alcohols.
You have trouble breathing?
My face gets red, and my throat gets a little closed up.
That's probably
I call it the Ted Kennedy syndrome. Is that too soon?
I think that is too soon. You got to give it a couple years, right? Yeah, it's only been a year.
Well, he didn't die of alcoholism.
No,
But you know that Irishy that you get red and and I haven't quite figured out what it is. It's not when I drink. I used to think it was like when I drank wine, am I allergic to sulfites? But sometimes I drink wine and get, sometimes not. I thought it was vodka or a certain type.
But it's just
Been able to pin it down.
You just kind of power through it?
Yeah, I just kind of go through it. I test every night. I try to drink different alcohols every single night just to try to see, well, what is this? I do experiments on myself just for the good of science and this radio show. But no, I haven't been able to, put my finger on it exactly.
Well, keep trying. Well, one day we'll figure out what it was
Maybe
when you're gone.
Maybe it's tonsillitis, sinus infection, organ failure.
So luckily, you know me, Jeremy, I'm nothing if not, I'm very down to earth. I'm very realistic. And even, I'm very commonsensical.
Yes.
I said, Jeff, you know what? You can't eat food now. Your long-term viability is in question at this point. You got to go to the doctor. So I did what everyone would do, what everyone, you know, with the common sense that I have would do. I went to the doctor, got me on amoxicillin and...
Amoxicillin, just not ill enough. Isn't that an M? That's a.
That's how he presented it to me. That's how he explained to me what I was going to be on.
Eminem came out and started rapping to you.
Yo, Jeff, you gonna die if you don't take this. Is that the worst rap ever?
Yes. Yep. Yep. Speaking of polls that we're talking about later, I think that should be a poll.
So I did was take that. But the problem is you can't drink on that.
Oh, that is a problem.
That's a huge problem.
Damn it.
When Eminem left the room after he gave me that great rap about you gonna die.
Yeah.
I just said, Doctor, did you realize that the Browns are home? Do you realize they're 0-3 and they might get a win this weekend and I'm going to be down there? And he said, unfortunately, it's not condition specific. He goes, there's not certain events that can merit you drinking on this, which I wanted to make sure that was clear. He goes, no, it's across the board. You cannot drink on amoxicillin and hope to get better. So I did what I had to do, Jeremy, and it's really a fascinating experience. The Browns won.
Yes.
Which was a great, great home win. Beat the Bengals. I went to a couple tailgates, the game, and then a kind of a bar afterwards to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a drop of alcohol. And I tell you what, I feel like I intervened myself. I interventioned myself.
Like you came down and said, Jeff, you're killing your liver.
Like all the voices in my head started talking to me and saying, Jeff, you know, hey, you should stop drinking. Maybe you should stop because maybe you have a problem.
I think that might have been the amoxicillin.
You think it was?
Yeah.
And they also prescribed me ibuprofen, which I was downing over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. See, I think it just might have been the side effects of mixing those two.
The voices?
Yeah, that you start hearing voices. That you saw yourself.
They're talking right now, Jeremy.
You saw yourself in the bathroom at Map Room saying, Jeff, what are you doing? Like on the other side of the urinal, as if there was a mirror in front of the urinal.
One voice said, Jeff, you don't need to have alcohol to have fun. And then one said, yes, you do.
Like yeah, the little Jeff Angel and Jeff Devil on your shoulder.
And so I figured out that maybe I'm not going to drink much because I really enjoyed myself this weekend, particularly around all these Browns fans that were just blasted.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to this bar after the game and people can't say sentences. They can't get words
out. Where'd you go?
At Map Room.
Yeah.
And people were having trouble expressing, you know, thoughts and ideas verbally.
right.
People
that'll happen.
Just talk about shutdown. People were literally shutting down. So as I'm stone sober kind of watching all this, I thought, wow, first of all, I feel really good because the home opener, I was more in their boat. I did not feel very good. I overdid it and had a horrible night and next day was horrible.
There's a podcast that kind of has a proof of that.
Yeah.
If you listen to episode 6, I think that was, that we did live from the Browns tailgate You go to radioshowonline.com, you can listen to that. And you can kind of even tell in our voices that we have been enjoying a couple of beverage.
Yeah.
My face might have already been a little splotchy.
You were, yeah, your voice changed because your throat was closing up.
Yeah.
So I was enjoying
it. It sounded like Billy D. Williams.
as I'm watching all the kind of chaos around me, I thought, you know, it's really good to feel like this. I feel good. You know, I don't feel drunk and I feel sharp. I feel alert. And I thought, I don't think I want to get like this ever again. So it really kind of opened my eyes. But another good part about this was because I was the only one that was sober, I encouraged everyone to get shots to celebrate.
So you made other people hurt them. You're like, I don't want anyone else to catch on to this sobriety thing that I got going on.
No, I was like, this is a racket I'm running here. It's like a complete joke. I'm the only one in the bar that's sober, probably 100 people. I got to enjoy this. So I started being like, you know, hey, everyone, we could do shot. Browns won. Oh my God, shots.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, that shot song. I was trying to get that shot song to play.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, just the whole place, people started doing shots around me, thinking I was involved. I would just kind of pass them around.
You should have started challenging your friends, too. Like, oh, I bet you can't hit that guy over the head with the bottle.
Like, take it to one more level.
Yeah. Or, like, done some magic tricks or something that when you're, you know, sober, you have a much better, you know, comprehension. And you're much quicker that they wouldn't have caught on to. You really should have taken advantage more of the situation.
There's more I could have done.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, this is going to happen again. I'm really, this is a life changer. I think that home opener, I got real carried away and I just really enjoyed the way I felt on Sunday. You know, so I'm going to do that more often.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I actually went out too for the Browns game. I didn't have too much. I didn't go to the Browns game. Didn't have too much to drink. I went to Barley House, which is pretty cool before Browns games. Yeah. They have this like crazy Bloody Mary bar. If you like Bloody Marys and you go out before Browns games, you should check out Barley House on West 6 because it's like $5. It's absolute vodka, which is, you know, good quality vodka. And then they have all sorts of stuff. They have... First of all, they have different kinds of tomato juice, you know, Bloody Mary mix you can put in there. They have this hot, it's called Hot D Bloody Mary mix. So it's Bloody Mary mix, but there's also like caffeine and taurine and guano and all sorts, or that's bat poop. It doesn't have guano in it, but it has like different, you know, like an energy drink. So it's like an energy drink, thing.
Is that the technical term?
What was I just talking about?
Bloody Marys?
Energy drink Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Energy drink Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
And so then there's so then you can put in green olives and black olives and tomatoes and those little onions, those little round onions, and they had shrimp and clams.
See, here's why I don't like Bloody Marys. Everything you're saying to me sounds so gross. Any drink where you put in salt and pepper, you put in vegetables, you put in I've seen like
horseradish.
No, I've seen like deli meats.
Sauce. Yeah.
Deli meats. What kind of a drink is that?
It's like a deli tray in a cup with alcohol and tomato juice.
That's horrible. I almost gagged when I first tried. I haven't tried one in 10 years. I tried one sip of one and said, "This is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of, ever tried, and I won't ever go near one again."
Okay, and you haven't since.
No,
and now with your new sobriety thing, I was wondering why you didn't offer me a beer.
No, and the best about being sober is you can judge people.
Right. Well, we judge people.
Oh, yeah, but now you have some credibility to judge people.
That's true.
It's great. So I'll tell you, sober Jeff, Jeremy.
I'm telling you,
this is a new me. It really changed the way I just, you don't realize how people act till you're like stepping back and watching it. And you're like, oh my God, this is, and I'm one of those people.
So it's been one day. When was your last alcoholic beverage?
It's been 6 hours. I'm really patting myself on the back.
So you didn't have any things, did you drink?
No, I had a pumpkin ale Thursday night.
Okay.
And that was my last taste of, and I love those pumpkin ales, and I'm going to have pumpkin ale here and there. I'm just saying.
That doesn't count.
But I want to admit, no, I'm just going to, you know, no more than one or two beers because it's just not worth that intense drinking. But the Browns bring out the worst in the city, I feel like, sometimes.
Yeah, or the best.
Or the best.
Depending how you look at it.
But it was a great day. This tailgate, a buddy of mine bought a hearse from like the mid-1980s, painted orange and brown. So the whole game day at Cleveland Brown Stadium, girls would walk by and give the like, pretty nasty looks at the hearse, like that's disgusting. And
right,
yeah, that'd be funny if people ate off like the inside of the hearse, or like eating a burger off it. Really freak people out, but that didn't happen.
Eating a burger off the hearse,
inside the hearse. Yeah.
I thought it was like a Paris Hilton thing. Like, didn't, what was that thing she did? Jack in the Box. She did that commercial where she was eating the burger.
Oh, it's not like that.
Nothing like that at all.
So that was the weekend. But these Browns games are so exhausting that I kind of look forward now to running on the road because I left my house I think at 9 a.m. on Sunday. Got home at 8. It's literally almost a 12-hour day for these games, and it takes a lot out of you, as fun as it is.
It is draining, and especially I think, and the hardcore Browns fans are gonna yell at me for saying this, but especially as the weather starts getting colder and it starts getting, you know, yuckier outside, and you don't want to go stand around the parking lot for 6 hours, yeah. And like it just becomes tougher.
It becomes a burden.
It's easier when it's warm in September, and yeah. Ooh, I have to, you know, the pit is half a mile from my place, yeah, so I can like go over there and be like, okay, well, if I gotta stay outside, it's nice anyway.
Yeah,
you know, bring a lawn chair and just hang out. But yeah, as the weather starts getting crappier, so.
But speaking of weather, Jeremy, it's almost Halloween.
Ooh, look at you! That's why they call you Segway Jeff.
Segway Jeff just nailed it.
Bam,
bam. We have Halloween coming up, Jeremy.
We do, October 31st. I decided I decided my costume. I don't know if I should announce it.
Yes.
I think I should keep it a secret.
Okay, I did hear a good costume that someone else is doing.
Okay, well, let's reveal that.
I'll really reveal that. She's going as a bed bug, which was a great idea.
Ah, very topical.
And she's strapping a like mini mattress to her back.
Well, she's more of a bed then.
Well, no, she's the bug, but like the bed's behind her. You know what I mean? So it's like a bed bug.
But what I mean, the bugs aren't like as big as the bed.
Well, yeah. See, now that's where you're gonna take all the fun out of the costume.
She's gonna like strap a mattress to her back.
A whole mattress.
She's
gonna hope to get a couple feet. We're gonna put her all together at the party, and she's gonna be stationary in a corner.
Nice.
I think it's gonna be like an air mattress or some sort of mini version.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, but I haven't thought of mine yet. But
that's pretty good. Everyone, steal that idea from her, so she doesn't win any contests.
Everyone else, tell me your ideas so I can announce them.
Go to radioshowonline.com and tell us your tell us your costume ideas.
The better the idea, the more quickly I'll announce it.
Yeah.
So here we go. So Haunted Cleveland. Have you heard of this Haunted Cleveland?
I don't know if they're all related. My girlfriend did like a tour that she said was really awesome. And I don't know if this is the same tour. They actually had one in Ohio City just this past weekend.
On
Friday and Saturday, they had like a walking tour somewhere in Ohio City. But tell us the details about this one, Jeff.
Well, this one's in the Powerhouse parking lot. I don't think it's the same one, but it's called the
the Powerhouse parking lot. Is that like a famous
haunted
spot? Homeless people come up to you. No,
do a circle around the lot. No, that's where you meet. But it's called the Haunted Cleveland Ghost Tour, the quote mystery, mayhem, and murder tour.
Huh.
Have you heard? Are you familiar with the Torso Murders? It says. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, those were the when Elliot Ness. Whom the beer is named after, the Untouchables, and they're coming out with a movie, I think a Matt Damon movie, that they're filming in Michigan, which is horrible, but they're doing an Elliot Ness movie about Elliot Ness in Cleveland. They're filming it, last I heard, anyway, they're actually taping it in Michigan. But yeah, there was some murders that had gone around. I guess Elliot Ness never solved, that was one of the cases that he never solved, the torso murders.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't heard about it until reading this, but this tour basically says it features some of Cleveland's worst disasters, and includes a visit to the Cleveland Police Museum to meet one of Cleveland's leading experts in the torso murders. His name is James Badal. It was Friday, October 1st. It's also October 8th and Thursday, October 28th. There's only three dates. There's two more left. Reservations are required.
Where can we go to find more info?
HauntedCleveland.net. But I would actually want to do this because that's really cool. Haunted Cleveland. Learn about some areas of the city that have had some past problems or crimes, if you will.
That is
the website is actually very creepy. It's great.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared.
Yeah, we're on that right now. We'll put a link on our site, of course, as we always do.
Will we? See, Jeff says that because then I'm the one that actually does it. So Jeff can just say, yes, and there'll be an interactive flash animation on the history of hauntings in Cleveland.
It'll change your life.
And that'll be up by Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll take it Tuesday. It'll change your life. But I'm all about Halloween. You got to take advantage of every day in October. To me, best month of the year. You got to take advantage of. Now, haunted houses, we're a little too old for that.
I would disagree.
You still go? I mean, I think I would go with kids, but I don't know if I would go with like friends. You would still go?
You know what's funny? I actually have a, this isn't that funny, but here's an interesting factoid. If you go to, I have a YouTube channel. If you go to youtube.com/JBorger, I have a video that I did, like a walkthrough of the Bloodview Haunted House, which is a pretty famous haunted house around this area.
Yeah.
And that video's gotten like thousands of views. I actually got an email from Google, which owns YouTube, asking if they could run ads underneath the video, and then I get paid as the ads run.
Wow, is that going to happen for this like Halloween season, or is that
happening right now? I think if you go to the video right now and look at it, you can see the Yeah, you can see.
We're going to post that to our page as well.
Oh, geez. Okay.
You're writing all this down.
Yeah.
A lot to do. But we'll get you some money out of this, and then you and I will split it because we announced it together.
Right, right, right. The poll that the show has. Yep, that's what we do.
You and
teamwork.
Me.
Teamwork.
Well, you know, in terms of haunted houses around Cleveland, the one I've always wanted to go to but never have, and this is a little bit further south, the old, you know, Shawshank Redemption was filmed at the Mansfield Prison. So the old Mansfield Prison has like a haunted house set up in October. You just got to get over that hour and 20-minute drive. I think it would be worth it. If anything's worth it, that would be a great trip.
I went. A couple of friends of mine and I, a few years back, we went to a haunted house. I can't remember which one we went to, kind of down in that area. And so we were like halfway there. Like you said, it is, you know, an hour and 20 minutes or something. We were halfway there already. So we're like, okay, let's go the next step and actually go down there. And it was pretty creepy. It wasn't so much like, and they could have changed it, but it wasn't so much a haunted house when we went. It was more of like, here is this old prison that's just scary in and of itself, yeah. And you kind of walk through it, and you're scared just because that's the thing.
Is there anything jumping out?
Yeah, there was a couple jump out points. They did some cool lighting. They had some music, but it wasn't, at least that I was there, like a traditional type haunted house. Still worth it. It was still worth it. I mean, it was just the atmosphere.
And just, you know? If you like Shawshank, I've always wanted to see it anyway. I mean, I'd love to see it. If you drive by it, I've driven by it in the non-Halloween time of year. It's far back from the road. It's got just a really kind of creepy vibe any time of year when you look at this place.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely worth doing. So when was the last haunted house that you actually went to?
You know what I used to, it's been a while, but you know where I used to go growing up as we grew up in Rocky River? There was that one out towards Westlake or Avon in the field, like the Haunted Forest.
Oh, the Haunted Forest, the carousel, Sheffield Lake.
Yes, Sheffield Lake. That was my big thing, you know, growing up. We would always go to that every year. And that was particularly cool because you're literally outside in the elements. Mm-hmm. So anything can happen. And my dream was to always work at one of those. That would be the coolest job when you're a kid, to work at one of those haunted houses. Those guys, you know, it's not as glamorous now that we're older. But at the time, you think, well, how much fun would that be to hide in the woods and jump out?
I actually did work at Bloodview for a couple months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Were you doing the touring or the jumping or?
No, I was doing the jumping. Yeah, it was Bloodview's. Like they're pretty serious. Like the Legion of Terror that's behind it, they're pretty like serious about what they do. Like almost in a scary way.
Yeah.
Like the people behind it, like have been doing it for years, and they're very big on not using any masks. It's all like actual makeup and original makeup and prosthetics.
So
and
they're
stuff
like they're very old school about it, huh?
Yeah,
they're,
I like, mean, curious. There's like different levels. Like if you want to participate in it, you can't just go and start running through all the rooms wielding an axe. Like you have to, you serve a season at like a certain level, and the longer you're there, the more privileges that you get. As far as like, you know, you get to a certain level, like then you become a director, and then you become the person that assigns people to a room. But when you start out, you can only be in like one room in one area, usually behind like a gate with no props. Then as you move up,
are they like judging you? Are there people watching your performance?
You know, because you're usually not in the room by yourself. There's usually more than one person in the room. So yeah, and a lot of it's just, you know, your commitment and how long you've been there and that type of thing. So they take it very seriously. So it's pretty good. And it's not like some of them you go where it's all like junior high students. Like especially as you get older, you're in your 30s, and these people, you know, there's like 14-year-old girls trying to scare you. You're like, I don't know if it's really working. But yeah, they take it very seriously. I went to one too, Nightmare in the Wilderness with my family once, which is out in Lodi. And it was another one of those things where you're out in this field. It's like the middle of nowhere.
Lodi is middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it is middle of nowhere. You jump on this, they do this hayride, and you kind of jump on the hayride, and it takes you even farther. So it's like a farm.
Yeah.
You start off near the farmhouse, you jump on the hayride, it takes you back out into the woods and drops you off back in the woods.
Oh, wow.
And then you start, it was pretty cool. It was one of those things where you thought, there could be somebody that's just like a lunatic back here and really is just murdering, you know, city folk that venture back into his woods.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's that element you need, that element of surprise, which is a genuine element, which would make it unbelievable. See, I'm going to go to that now. I would go to Lodi for that.
Yep, yep. They used to do, they don't do it anymore, the Haunted Hollow. Remember Haunted Hollow?
Remember
it was
Haunted
like a
Hollow.
Pearl Road, and it wasn't too far. It was like a Pearl where Club Coconuts used to be and all that.
Yeah. There's also, last one I'll talk about was, there's one at Blossom. I don't know if Blossom still does that, but Blossom did a haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
Right around the venue there, so that was pretty cool.
We could do a whole show talking about haunted houses.
We could do it live from a haunted house. We always say we want to be live from certain places. It never happens, but that would actually be pretty cool.
That would be a good one.
So we got 3 weekends left.
We got to think about that.
So yeah, actually that leads me to a poll question, Jeremy.
All right.
Segment, am I transitioning unbelievably today?
Yeah, it's, well, I don't know. We didn't mention anything about a poll.
Well, see, but it's about murdering.
Okay.
Which is Halloween.
I can't wait.
So you got to work with these.
All right, okay.
Question is, Jeremy.
The question is.
Number of people responded to this. No, I didn't come up with this poll.
You didn't come up with this.
I steal it.
You stole this from somewhere else.
Would you ever date someone suspected of murder?
All right. Now,
the keyword is now suspected.
Someone suspected of murder. They're not convicted.
There's no conviction. At this point, trial, like charges could be pending, didn't go to trial, who knows. But they're just suspected of murder at this point.
Now, what are my options here?
Your options are yes or no.
Hmm.
I thought about this. So I have the advantage that I thought
about someone suspected of murder. And yes. I know that they're suspected of murder.
Yeah, she has been very upfront with you about.
And this is before. So this is something that I know. Haven't gone on any previous dates. It's not like somebody I'm currently dating.
Yeah, no, it's someone that you have the opportunity to date. Say she comes up to you. Someone, your friend says, hey, Jeremy, Leanne over there really likes you. She wants to go out with you.
Right.
And then your friend, because he's a friend of yours, he says.
And I'm single in this fictitious
yes,
world.
He says, but Jeremy, he says, I got to tell you. She's suspected of murder.
Huh.
What do you, and then he says, Jeremy, what do you want to do? I need to know now.
I would say no. No, I'm not going to date someone that's suspected of
murder.
See,
I would say yes.
You're a liar.
No, I would.
You're a liar. I know. No, you would not.
I would. I'll tell you why I would.
Okay.
Because there could be a reason. It could be self-defense. I'm going to go out on a date with her. And I'm going to give her one shot. I'm going to tell her up front. You know, I'm going to say, okay, Rayanne, you have one shot to tell me, you know, this is a great first date. I'm excited to go out with you. You seem like a nice person. I want to get this murder thing out of the way. You know, you have a chance. I'm going to give you a half hour. We're going to sit down. You're going to explain to me what happened. And then I'm either going to leave or I'm going to stay.
I mean, it's definitely good first. It's definitely good dinner conversation.
I mean, you're not going to have any awkward pause. Well, you could have awkward pauses. But there'll be plenty to talk
like
about.
Like when she goes to murder you.
Yeah.
That part could be a little awkward.
No, so then I tried to kill him. That'll eventually come up, but it could be self-defense. So, Jeremy, I am going to give her the benefit of the doubt on that first date. And you know what? 89% of people are with me. 89% of people said they might. And it was, yes, I might.
Huh. Well, ladies, if you've been suspected of murder.
Give me a call. I want to hear about it.
Hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Address it to Jeff.
I'll even buy. I want to hear about these.
Oh,
murders.
That's nice of you. Normally, Jeff doesn't buy.
I don't want to get her angry.
Right. Normally, Jeff doesn't buy on dates.
No, but if you've maybe killed someone, I'm going to do whatever. I'm going to be the such a gentleman.
I think it would be different for men over women.
I agree.
I think that a woman would have a higher tendency to say, no, a guy suspected of murder, I probably would not date. But guys, especially like her attractiveness would fall into it a lot.
Like, oh, okay.
I bet if it was, I'm not saying for me, but I'm just saying in general, I bet if the question was, would you date an ugly girl suspected of murder, I bet those numbers would drop pretty quick.
That's true. And I'm assuming this girl is very attractive. And I'm saying, okay. You know, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
But I'm going to give her that 30 minutes, Jeremy, because I'm that type of guy. I want to hear about the attempted murder.
And it's a girl that wants to date you.
Oh, yeah. She's interested. Let's put it on me then.
I mean, yeah. That's, you know.
She said, you know, Jeff, you're a great guy. You know, I've got some things in my past. I'm sure you do too. Let's all sit down and hash it all out. So I'm going to go hash it out.
I'm sure you do too. What's your dark secrets, Jeff?
Nothing like that.
I had all the Voltron lions when I was a kid.
I used to drink and now I stopped. That's my dark secret. And now I'm going to judge you.
I'm 3 days sober.
Aren't you proud of me?
I'm very proud of you. I can't wait till next show where I hear about this crazy bender you went on Tuesday nights because you couldn't take it anymore.
No, it's great.
Right after the radio show, Jeremy, I did 18 shots of Jaeger. Couldn't stand it.
I am
all right. Poll number two.
Poll number two, Jeremy. This again. These are all very topical polls.
Yes, that's all we are is topical. It's 8:13 on Monday night, Jeff.
We are, oh, but Jeremy, could this be a four-hour show?
It's topical. You know, it could be if we didn't have this. If we didn't have the free software,
we're limited technologically.
That starts playing static after 60 minutes. We have time. We have time. Go ahead.
Do you get friend requests from people you don't know on Facebook? That poll question was asked. Do you get friend requests from people you don't know on Facebook?
You know, it's interesting. Yes. It's interesting because I actually – see, I'm one of those guys that does not accept every single friend request that I get. What about you? Do you accept every friend request that you get?
Well, I would say 95% I know the person or know, you know, some of them, the ones that are the fringe ones are the people you grew up with, you haven't talked to in 20 years.
Yeah.
But lately, as I really approach old age, I've been getting a little softer. You know, yeah. I've been more, more open to things. So, I see now we're on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
You have several that are pending.
Yeah. Several.
Several. Not like that. By the way, I like to address it right away.
Yeah.
I'm either going to accept you or I'm going to decline. I'm not going to let it out there in limbo. I'm like, you're a limbo guy, it seems like.
Well, yeah, this, especially this girl right here, I'm going to say her name, I don't care. Laura King. We have one mutual friend. Our one mutual friend is this guy, Bryce, that I went to college with, who I really haven't spoken to. He lives in Columbus. And there was like some email message saying like, hey, and I don't know how to get the email message. I'm not very good on Facebook, but she says like, hey, just looking to network with people in Cleveland, but she's not in Cleveland. She's in Columbus.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah. She's not bad, but she's one of those people that has 1300 friends.
Yeah. It kind of waters down the, So when you're a friend of hers, you don't really feel too important.
How many friends do you have?
I 200, 200, a little over 200, I guess.
200?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Well, your situation you just described, that's how I am on LinkedIn. It's kind of, I might have to drop LinkedIn. It's a lot of control. People trying to network and, but Facebook, as long as I know who you are, sure, come on board. Come on in.
Join us.
Doors open. The water's fine. Come on in. So I generally do accept.
I do have people that I don't know friending me on Facebook. So what's the survey say?
Survey says 32% says all the time. And that's not me. 28% said yes now and then.
See, you didn't give me these options.
Yeah, well, I can't do that.
I mean, all the time. I don't get one every day.
But you, from what I see, you generally don't accept people you don't know.
I don't accept people I don't know. Yeah. I don't accept people that I don't really... See, I know that it's not as private as people used to think. If you don't want something to be known just in general, don't post it on Facebook.
Exactly.
Even if you only have 5 friends, because it'll get out.
Pictures especially.
Yeah.
These teens in these pictures.
These crazy teens.
I tell you, it's a problem. Well, we had a question last week. Is sexting an important issue? And we both agreed sexting is an important issue.
Right.
That was one of the rare times.
Just because it's good for conversation for our show. We're all about what makes for good content.
Well, we all know our real specialty, other than keeping Cleveland alive and fun and telling you what's going on around town, is relationships.
Right.
So we do have a relationship question, Jeremy.
Is this a question or a poll?
We're done with the polls.
Okay,
we're
I'm sorry.
Close that segment.
You're moving
down.
So fast. We still have 10 minutes.
We're going to drag this out.
Go ahead.
Dear radio show with Jeff and Jeremy.
That's us.
And let me say, Jeremy, this has been on my mind all week.
Why does everyone start the emails with dear?
Well, they're writing us a letter.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it seems a little unrealistic. Well,
it's funny. They all have that.
Yeah, it's strange. Go ahead.
Strange.
They're all written in your handwriting.
Very strange. Dear radio show, Jeff and Jeremy, again, was weighed on my mind. And I take the radio show, when we go off the air, it's not over for us.
Yeah.
Like, I carry this with me all week. I think part of why I got sick was this question was really bothering me. Because I thought, what do you do in this situation? I feel for her.
This is not an 11 to noon job or a 7:30 to 8:30 job. No. You live this radio show.
No, her name is Rachel in Lyndhurst.
Rachel in Lyndhurst.
Rachel says...
Hey, Rachel. Wow. Hey.
Hey, Rachel, hey, and she's listening, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah,
actually,
of course
I think
she is.
Her,
is she the one in the chat room?
I think she's at Jemima.
Is she the one in the chat room?
No, right now she was preoccupied.
No,
with,
she just left.
She just left.
She must have heard her name.
She was preoccupied with pancakes. But now we got to get to her question here. She said, my boyfriend, named for a long time, they're engaged.
Dump him.
They just got engaged. She said, my boyfriend is a pretty successful guy. I guess he's an executive.
More successful than us, Rachel?
Not possible, Rachel.
Probably
you know that.
How's his podcast doing? Does he have 537 downloads? I don't think so.
How many downloads did he have in August? Rachel says, we're about to get engaged, and I'm very excited. But she goes, lately, the last couple of weeks, it's been very tough, very stressful, because he wants me to sign a prenup.
Oh.
Wow.
Saying, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah.
As the song says, yes, that's her situation. She said, Jeff and Jeremy, I respect you guys so much. Could you please weigh in with your opinion? You'd really help me out with the decision. Love the show. Please don't ever stop. Rachel Lyndhurst.
The nice thing about being fairly unsuccessful like myself.
Yes.
Is I don't have to worry about a prenup.
Right.
As a matter of fact, as a lot of people know, I'm getting married in July. I'm waiting for Jen to make me sign a prenup because she is definitely by combining our statuses.
She's bringing a little more to the table financially.
She's definitely bringing herself down a step economically by creating this legal binding union with me. So evidently, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. So God bless her. But it's tough. It depends. I think it depends on the extreme. Like if he's, okay, so you say he's successful. you know, if he's making $100,000 a year and he's like maybe in his mid-30s and you know, it depends what she does as well.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on the difference. Like if you're 50 Cent, if 50 Cent's getting married, he's got millions of dollars and he marries some girl who is, you know, making minimum wage, not to down talk people that are making minimum wage. The recent survey that we sent out says 97% of our audience is making minimum wage.
That's our core. Jeremy, that's really, those are the ones that keep us going every week.
That's the people that we target. That's the people that's why Subway doesn't want us to talk negative about Subway, because then they won't go to Subway because they're more like, a lot of these people, a lot of our audience works at Subway.
Yeah, absolutely.
So not talking them down, but that the bigger the difference is, I think then maybe it makes more sense.
I totally agree. I think it's all relative. If you're, you know, barely getting by, you have no business trying to have your fiance sign a prenup. But if you do have accumulated a good amount of wealth, you know, on your own, I think that it kind of does make sense at times. And this is maybe the, maybe this is the pragmatist in me, but the reality is,
big word. Pragmatist.
50% of the population gets divorced. So it's not like it's a crazy pie in the eye thing to think that it might not
work
out.
Pie in the sky.
Pie in the eye. That's a 2M.
That's even worse. That's a sty.
Oh, yeah. Sty in the eye.
That's healing. Sorry. It's very.
But no, I think that, yeah, this might be kind of cold to me, but I think in certain situations that are justified, like you said, serious money, it kind of makes sense. So Rachel, if you could write us back in and maybe submit some W-2s and some more financial information, we can give you a definitive answer. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Know how much.
We need some numbers. Send some W-2s, some 1040s.
We need any sort of tax forms, and Rachel, we'll give you a more detailed answer on the air and then off.
Please give us your bank account number.
Yes.
His bank account, preferably.
So, Rachel, I'm glad that you thought of us when you had this when you had this question. I mean, it was so nice that she had friends, family. She went to us with this, Jeremy.
You always get a kick out of these emails, don't you?
I really
All right, next them. Email. This is an action. This is another email that we got. You can write to us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. People really do lead that way. Yep. Yeah. Two major corrections from last week's commentary. One, it's pronounced coxswain. Now, I think this is related to you.
I call it coxswain, I believe.
Coxswain. This is relating to the person that squats down in the boat for people that are rowing.
The little guy.
The little guy that says, Row harder, I guess.
Row your boat.
Gently down the Cuyahoga River. One, it's pronounced coxswain, so that was something that Jeff did wrong. The other thing that Jeff did wrong, number two, there is no such thing as a, quote, crew team, only a crew. Rowing team is acceptable, although not preferred. Otherwise, great commentary on Cleveland rowing. That's from Brian in Cleveland.
Okay, I have a lot to say about this.
Okay, what do you want to tell Brian?
Remember my point? He didn't reference this. When I said crew people tend to be fairly odd.
Crew people. See, that's a new word.
Oh, no. Am I just...
It's crew.
Okay.
A
people who row.
Team.
Let's do this.
People who row?
People who row.
Okay.
Tend to be very odd. And
people
I said,
on crew?
Yes. See, he's going to correct this again. People who row. I'm going to do it this way so I can't be corrected. People who row tend to be odd. And last week I said this because they get up at 4 in the morning when it's freezing out. I think I made a fairly good case. It was lawyer-like in the way I presented it. You got to be a little off to be doing that. No, and that's bad. I think the jury's going to side with me if I go to the jury and say, chances are this person's a little off. Now, once again, this is an example of them being off.
Right. I mean, Jeff, normally I don't agree with you because that makes for the best radio.
Yeah.
That's the reason we work so well together is because we disagree about every issue.
Yes. We have no common ground.
But on this one, I'm going to have to say yes. I mean, I think overall the gist of your story was right. I think Brian's being a little nitpicky.
I think they're an odd folk, and I think they're very protective of their sport because it doesn't get much publicity out there.
We're giving it tons of publicity. That's two shows in a row.
But also, talk about publicity. They also have a lot of banquets. I always hear people going to crew banquets. They like to self... Oh, they like to self-congratulate themselves. So, Brian, I appreciate your email, and we are going to ignore it.
See, that's where I'm going to disagree with you. I've never heard about crew banquets.
There's a lot of crew banquets going on.
All right, next email.
Jeremy.
That was
embarrassing. Can we edit that one out?
Wow. No. Nope. Can't edit that in post. Don't have the interns for it. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, I live in Nebraska, and I love the show. However, the, quote, guy that is your Facebook logo has a horrendous-looking beard. You might want to consider changing the show's logo. That's from Tom in Nebraska.
I agree with Tom. See, we don't always... Emailers, we're going to agree with you most of the time. Tom, I'm right on board with. But what to replace it with, Jeremy? Because I struggle with that.
Right. Neither one of us are good artists.
Right.
So we can't make a logo. So, what was this guy's name?
Ted? Tom in Nebraska.
Tom in Nebraska. So, Tom, if you are artistically inclined and you would like to make a logo for a radio show, and we open this to all our listeners.
We'll put it up.
We will put it up.
Anything. No matter what I mean, if it's like a square, like send us a shape. Well, but we need something. We do.
Send us an image. Send it to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. A new logo or something that we can use to replace the picture that we currently have of Cleveland Mayor
of
Frank Jackson.
A smiling Frank Jackson.
On our Facebook page.
Okay, we got a couple more. Let's, we have 6 minutes or 5 minutes. Maybe we'll get
well,
this
we have
in.
We have 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes. Real quick. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, I have been married 4 times and really love your show.
Wow.
I appreciate that a lot. What are your favorite TV shows? Signed, Jeanette in Bedford Heights.
Oh, boy. I wish we had more than 2 minutes. Modern Family.
Yep.
I like. What else is on the DVR? The Office.
You know what's a good show? Like Modern Family, those are like sitcoms that are on the networks. What's a good cable show is The League on FX.
Oh, I haven't seen The League, but I've heard good things.
It's the writers. One of the writers that are doing that are behind the ones that were involved in Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David. It's that type of humor. It's on Thursdays at 10:30. Recorded every week. The League is hilarious.
Do you have some money in the show? Or
no, but I just I really get a kick out of it, man. It's a great show.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is also on FX.
Well, that's the hour. 10 to 11 is It's Always Sunny in the League. So I definitely recommend
that day?
Hour. Thursdays on FX.
Thursdays on FX.
But that's my, I'm not a huge TV guy, but that's a show I record. And 30 Rock is always hilarious.
Nice. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this Monday night show. It's 8:26 p.m. if you're listening live. Otherwise, we don't know what time it is. Normally, we're on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m., so tune in then. You can check out archives, chat rooms, live show schedule. Everything you need to know can be found on radioshowonline.com. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends because we need the listeners. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
And this is Jeff.